Good morning. Our question today is, when it comes to the lahalach ma'anya, there is a minag to lift up something. And the question is, what is it? Is it the matzah that we lift up, just the matzah, as we say, halach ma'anya, this is the lechem oni, apparently we're referring to the matzah, or should we be lifting up more than that on the ke'ara, on the seder plate? There's so many more items, so if we have a seder plate and we have all those items on it, and some people have the seder plate that have the matzah on top of it as well, or the matzahs underneath, and the rest of the items for the seder plate are on top of that, do we lift up the whole thing? Is our focus the matzah, or everything as well? Not just the matzah, but all of the items. So if we look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Yagbiya ha-keara, we lift up to the keara, sheyesh ba-matzah. So we're lifting up, it doesn't only focus on the matzahs, you lift up the entire keara that also has the matzah, and then we say, halach manya, we say it, we're holding up the keara, that's the Seder plate, and we say halach manya all the way up to manishtan, and then we would put it down. So what's going on here, and what are the reasons for lifting up something? We'll see what that something is in more detail in a little bit, but what are the reasons that we are lifting something up here? So the Levush says as follows, Mishum hamatzah sheomer alah halach manya. That should seem to be the most obvious thing. We are saying the halach manya, and because we're saying halach manya, this is the lechemoni, referring to the matzah. That is why we are lifting up the matzah. So according to the Levush, it's the matzah that we're lifting up, and it's because we're talking about it, we're singing about it. That's why we're going to lift up the matzah. So that's not only the Levush, but the Bach as well. So reason number one that we're lifting up something is because halach manya, we're lifting up the matzah. So that is the Levush and the Bach. The Maharshal says the reason we're lifting something up is not specifically the matzah. He says, Shagbata hu l'simcha ba'amo, we're lifting something up because it's a simcha. It's a happiness for us. That's why we're lifting it up. It's a general concept of happiness, so we're lifting it up, but not that it's linked to what we're saying. That is number two. And reason number three that we lift up something says the kitzur shla shuhula horo shainu shvelim b'mitzrayim. It's coming to show that we were lowly in Egypt. Ad me'od, very, we were down and out. V'yigbiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu asanu ad lamala. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us up, 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 to lamala. And accordingly, now we're lifting something up as well to show we were down and out in Mitzrayim. We were lifted up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are lifting something up to symbolize that right now as well. So the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah says we have three reasons here, and there's actually a nafkamina between them, and that is, do we just lift up the matzah, or do we lift up the entire ke'ara, the entire seder plate, including the matzah, assuming that we have a combo plate that includes all the maror and etc., etc., all the items in addition to the matzah. So based on the first reason, that of the Levush and the Bach, you don't have to lift up the entire ke'ara. It is sufficient to lift up the matzahs alone. That's what he says. We lift up the matzah because we're saying halach manya. And in fact, this is brought by the Kaf HaChaim in the name of the Maharash, in the name of the Arizal as well. The Ben Ish Chai brings this. And the Orach HaShulchan says, Yagbiya Kara Sheyesh Ba Matzos. We lift up the Kara that has the matzos on it. Oh, hamatzos levadon, or just the matzahs. So that would be our focus based on the first reason, halach manya. Lift up the matzahs, that's what we are talking about. On the other hand, based on the second reason of the Maharshal, that this is for simcha, and based on the third reason for the Kitzur Shla, who says that we are showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us up, we are lifting something up as well. Accordingly, it would not only be focused on the matzah, but the entire ke'ara, apparently, would be lifted up. We would lift up the entire state of play with everything on it, and that seems to be the pashtus of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. The language of the Shulchan Aruch that we started with is Yagbiya Kara, lift up the Kara that has the matzah on it. It's not only listened to the matzah, not limited to the matzah, but includes the entire Kara that happens to include the matzah. So there we have it, different views. We have three different reasons for lifting it up. In the nafkamina, based on the first reason, it's only the matzah. It's based on the other two reasons, not only the matzah, it's the entire kara. Seems to be the language of the Shulchan Aruch is to lift up the entire kara, but the Orach HaShulchan says you can lift up the kara or just the matzahs. And in fact, there's another minhag brought in a Pesach Me'uvin that he says the hanacho and the proper thing to do is lahagbia hakeara biado achas, lift up the Seder plate, not including the matzahs, with one hand, and then the other hand lift up the matzah. So you lift up both in different hands, but the Likutei Ma'arich says that is not our minag. The minag is, like the Shulchan Aruch, to lift up the entire ka'ara, including the matzahs, in one hand. So each should do his own minhag, whether it's lifting up the matzahs in one hand or lifting up the entire ka'ara, including the matzahs, in his hand. And we should remember the reasons that we are singing Halachmania, so we lift up the matzahs, or is it because of Simcha, or is it because of the symbolism of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifting us up, we are lifting something up as well. They are all very relevant at the Lel HaSeder. Have a wonderful day.